the rest of the story. When Joan was 7, her widowed mother was too poor even to afford a doll for her daughter. In its place, Joan cheerfully accepted a hot water bottle. Ever since that day, Joan did things her way. In high school, when the boys ignored her, she bolstered her pride by becoming an honor student, graduating with a 93 average. She said, "You can't be dumb and survive." She did it her way. For as long as she could remember, Joan had but one driving ambition, to become an actress. She secretly saved her nickels and dimes for drama courses. She managed to land supporting roles in summer theaters. When her drama coach asked the class for freestyle interpretations, Joan chose to impersonate a chocolate chip cookie. But that was her way. When Joan believed that she was ready to strike out on her own to try for the big time, she took an apartment in New York City with a girlfriend of whom her mother had approved. But the big time was bigger than she had dreamed. Each casting office offered the same reply: "Don't call us. We'll call you." Before Joan realized it, time was running out. Her money was running out. The Labor Department informed her that her unemployment compensation would end in 10 weeks. Still no acting jobs. And those 10 weeks passed as a fleeting hour. Now, there was an opening for a singer. For a singer at a supper club called the Bonsoir. The club needed an audience warmer-upper for their newly engaged star comedian, Phyllis Diller. Joan's friends urged her to audition for the singing job. Joan protested, "I'm an actress, not a singer." But with the threat of returning to the poverty of her youth, Joan, for once in her life, would have to do something other than her way. Actress Joan reluctantly kept that singing audition. She was given a 2 weeks booking at the Bonsoir as an audience warmer-upper for Phyllis Diller. But if monetary necessity had sidetracked her acting career, if Joan couldn't have it her way all the way, she would at least sing her way. The Bonsoir management informed their fledgling vocalist that she would have to open with an attention-getter, a slam-bang song to simmer her listeners. Joan said no. She said that wasn't right at all. She said the best way to lure an audience was to soothe them, to underplay. She would open with a soft, seductive ballad. With a collective arched eyebrow, the Bonsoir managers asked Joan how she intended to follow that, to which Joan suggested a children's song, "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?" Well, the managers shook their heads. It was her funeral, they said. But opening night was anything but Joan's funeral. She sang it her way, and the crowd loved her, and Joan has been singing it her way ever since, even unto this day. And if singing had sidetracked her acting career, it was only for a little while. Now Joan has it all. You never knew the tiny trooper who accepted a hot water bottle as her only doll. You have forgotten if you ever knew the straight-A student who decided early to take the world by its tail. But you will never forget that incomparable, unrivaled voice, nor that classic Grecian urn profile, nor the girl who only once compromised her way by singing. And a star was born. Barbara, her real name was Joan Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Now you know the rest of the story.